American seated jests of George Peel, gentleman, sometimes a student in Oxford. Wherein is showed the course of his life, how he lived, a man very well known in the City of London, and elsewhere. How George served his hostess. George, lying at an old widow's house, and had gone so far on the score that his credit would stretch no further, for she had made a vow not to depart with drink or victuals without ready money, which George, seeing the fury of his froward hostess, in grief kept his chamber, called to his hostess, and told her she should understand that he was not without money, how poorly soever he appeared to her, and that my diet shall testify. In the meantime, good hostess, quoth he, send for such a friend of mine. She did. So his friend came, to whom George imparted his mind, the effect whereof was this, to pawn his cloak, hose, and doublet, unknown to his hostess. For, quoth George, this 7 nights do I intend to keep my bed. Truly he spake, for his intent was the bed should not keep him any longer. Away he goes to pawn his apparel. George bespeaks good cheer to supper, which was no shamble butcher stuff, but according to the place. For, his chamber being remote from the house, at the end of the garden, his apparel being gone, it appeared to him as the counter, therefore, to comfort himself, he dealt in poultry. His friend brought the money, supped with him. His hostess he very liberally paid, but cavilled with her at her unkindness, vowing that while he lay there, none should attend him but his friend. The hostess replied, "A God's name, she was well contented with it." So was George too, for none knew better than himself what he intended. But, in brief, thus he used his kind hostess. After his apparel and money was gone, he made bold with the feather bed he lay on, which his friend slyly conveyed away, having as villainous a wolf in his belly as George. Though not altogether so wise, for that feather bed they devoured in 2 days, feathers and all, which was no sooner digested, but away went the coverlet, sheets, and the blanket. And at the last dinner, when George's good friend, perceiving nothing left but the bed cords, as the devil would have it, straight came in his mind the fashion of a halter. The foolish kind knave would needs fetch a quart of sack for his friend George, which sack to this day never saw vintner's cellar. And so he left George in a cold chamber, a thin shirt, a ravished bed, no comfort left him but the bare bones of deceased capons. In this distress, George bethought him what he might do. Nothing was left to him, and as his eye wandered up and down the empty chamber, by chance he spied out an old armour, at which sight George was the joyfulest man in Christendom, for the armour of Achilles that Ulysses and Ajax strove for was not more precious to them than this to him. For he presently claps it on his back, the halbert in his hand, the morion on his head, and so gets out the back way, marches from Shoreditch to Clerkenwell, to the no small wonder of those spectators that beheld him. Being arrived to the wished haven he would be, an old acquaintance of his furnished him with an old suit and an old cloak for his old armour. How the hostess looked when she saw that metamorphosis in her chamber. Judge those bombities that live by tapping between the age of 50 and 80.
Merry-Conceited Jests of George Peel was narrated by Sarah Blake, with music by Tom Cowell. It was produced by Sounds Curious for Beyond Shakespeare.